Now, you might not think much about marine microbes, but they produce half the oxygen on the planet. You can thank microscopic marine microbes for every other breath you take. University of Washington oceanographer Gene Armbrust has just gotten a multi-million dollar grant to study marine microbial ecology from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. She's a professor and director of the School of Oceanography at the University of Washington. Thanks for joining us, Ginger.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit more about why we should care about marine microbes. How do they affect other life and us?
Well, you already told people about how you have to thank them for every other breath you take, but you should also know that marine microbes form the base of all food webs in the marine ecosystem. So every time you see a whale swim by, you can also thank a marine microbe. They are also considered the great recyclers on our planet. So they play an essential role in sort of regulating the health of our planet.
Climate change is kind of on our minds when it comes to the environment, and I kind of like breathing, Ginger. I'm sure that you do also. Should I be concerned about how environment changes, how changes in the weather and could affect these marine microbes?
Yes, that's a very active area of research, is trying to understand not only how these microbes, this sort of mysterious universe of microscopic organisms, are functioning today, but really we want to understand how they will respond to changes in the ocean that we know are coming along.
Do you have a hypothesis?
Do I have a hypothesis?
Yes. Do you have an idea of what you think you might find out when you take a look at how it's affected by rising ocean levels, by global climate change?
They will be impacted. I can tell you for sure that they will be impacted by this. We know that the ocean circulation patterns are changing, wind patterns are changing, temperature is increasing, and we also are hearing a lot in this area about ocean acidification. So we combine both laboratory studies, but we also go out into the field, go out onto ships to try and understand better how these organisms interact with each other, but also how they respond to environmental changes.
How long will it take for you to get the answers to the questions you're going into this research with?
Do you want to know the real answer? Probably most of my career. But
really?
We have some very specific shorter-term questions that we plan to be able to address over the course of this new funding that I've received.
And congratulations on that funding. It was compared to me to be like the MacArthur grant for your kind of work, this grant that you got millions of dollars, not even sure how much yet, to help fund your work. And the board member of the foundation that gave you the grant said that too often the most innovative scientists are hampered by funding that binds them to a solid but conservative research agenda. Is this grant different than that? Do you have a little more freedom to explore where you think you need to go?
Yes, I have a lot more freedom that comes with this funding. It allows me to take what I like to refer to as calculated risks in the science, so explore areas that I think are at the interface between disciplines. So in my lab, I have biologists, oceanographers, mathematicians, computer scientists, engineers. I've been able to bring together a lot of very talented people.
I understand these marine microbes are teeny tiny. Yes. How do you study them if you can't see them?
Well, we use lots of different approaches. We have developed new instrumentation to be able to both count them and identify them while we're on a moving ship. We also use DNA-based technologies. We do sort of the equivalent of the Human Genome Project, but we do that for entire microbial communities.
Ginger Armbrust, congratulations again, and good luck with your research.
Oh, thank you very much.
University of Washington oceanographer Ginger Armbrust just got a multi-million dollar grant to study marine microbial ecology from the Betty and Gordon Moore Foundation.